The May 2021 digital issue of School News Roll Call for Brea Olinda School District features an article from Dr. Brad Mason, superintendent, as follows. Earlier this year, Brea Olinda Unified School District successfully welcomed our students back for increased on-campus instruction, and our classrooms were once again filled with happy and healthy children eager to learn. We also welcomed additional students to our newest school, Brea Online Academy, for those that want to continue their studies in the comfort of their home. While the 2021 school year coming to a close in a few weeks, we now shift our focus to the future. Governor Newsom recently stated that, quote, schools and institutions of higher education should conduct full-time in-person instruction in compliance with Cal-OSHA emergency temporary standards and public health guidelines, unquote. It's a signal to us that for the fall we will be open for business. Our plan is to return full-time, 5 days a week, which includes the restoration of academic programs and enrichment activities such as arts, athletics, and clubs. The online academy, elementary, and independent study, secondary, will remain as options for the 2021-22 school year for families that have made different choices than in-person instruction. Our online academy will continue to provide 100% online learning, led by highly trained teachers that are well-versed in online teaching and technology. Independent study for the junior high and high school students allows for a more flexible schedule that includes regularly scheduled academic courses with some online and teacher check-ins. Tutoring services will also be available. To make sure all our students are prepared for the 2021 fall semester, we are excited to announce a robust summer program to assist with any student that may need an academic boost. We are offering both an elementary and secondary program that covers core content areas. The district has also put in place the extended school year, ESY, for students with exceptional needs and for those who have services required by IEP. The superintendent concluded, while the district moves forward with the implementation of the Summer Boost Program and the educational plan for the 2021 school year, we will continue to adhere to the safety guidelines set forth by the state in order to finish strong. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school sites.